Right now, 6:18 on the ticket. Time for the O-Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and A Number One Air.
George, I think you keep up with the Kardashians, don't you?
That is not me.
Keeping up with them?
Nope.
We're going to sound so out of touch here to the people who are into the Kardashian world, but I don't know what's going on. I don't either. I've never really followed their careers. The only thing that I've really watched of theirs was the Ray J tape. The one that kicked off their career.
Oh.
That's the one with,
I'm not sure I ever saw that.
With Kim Kardashian and Ray J. You know, Kim Kardashian used to be Paris Hilton's, assistant, I think it was. I think that's how she started.
Okay.
And when Paris Hilton was famous, I think you may have seen Kim Kardashian on the Nicole Richie Paris Hilton show. What was that called?
Oh, yeah. Was that one of the first reality shows?
Farting around?
No, they didn't call a show Fart about a blaster. Couple of young, hot women.
Farting around.
What was the name of the
Simple Life?
The Simple Life, yes. And the idea was that they were two rich heiresses, even though I'm not sure that Nicole Richie is an heiress.
Yeah, bitch.
But she's Lionel Richie's daughter. But, so they would have to go and, work on a farm and stuff. Right? They were rich, spoiled. Okay. This is the way his position, right? Rich, spoiled. City girls have to do ridiculous tasks.
2003. It's been that long.
Yeah, it wasn't the first reality show. Reality shows go way back, but one of the first ones that I remember watching was The Real World on MTV, and that was like 92.
Yeah.
Which is really early on. Anyway, so Kim Kardashian, she's Paris Hilton's friend and assistant, and then there's this Grex tape that gets released. There was a Grex tape of Paris Hilton, and then there was a Grex tape that was Kim Kardashian and Ray J. And, of course, the longtime rumor is that her mom released the Grex tape to kick off her daughter's career.
And officially kick off Idiocracy.
Well, if her mom did that. Now, I think that the way the story goes, it's not like Kim didn't know her mom was going to do this. But that it gets out there and it was coordinated by Kim and her mom released out there. And then it kicked off a career that is, they built a billion-dollar empire out of. So you can't really say it was a wrong move financially to do it.
Guess not.
Because would she have gained a foothold in the public consciousness if she just started a reality show and no one knew who she was? Well, no. But this tape comes out and you don't hear about Grex tapes too much these days, do you?
No.
What happened with that? There for a while, it seemed like they were coming out all the time.
Did people get more careful about that because so many people had tapes coming out all the time?
Yeah, but the thing is that the technology means that more people are making Grex tapes because people put it, I say tapes because that was historically what they were called. When they were actual tapes, that's how they would leak. People, like a contractor inside a home, would steal the VHS or the beta tape or the mini DV tape that they taped it on.
Right.
But now people do it on their phones, which you would think that would create a situation where they would get out even more because of phone security. So Kim Kardashian starts keeping up with the Kardashians, and I'm not sure what the name of their show is now. It may just be the Kardashians.
Yeah, nobody could know.
Kourtney Kardashian, one of the four sisters, right?
There are only three on the show, right?
Well, there's Kim, Kourtney,
Khloe,
and then there's Kylie Jenner. And is there another Jenner sister?
Kendall, I believe.
Kendall.
So they're
Kris Jenner has had five kids? Or she had more than that.
That's correct.
Wow. And Kris Jenner.
She's about as annoying
of course,
as
it used
gets.
To be married to Caitlyn Jenner. And she used to be married to Robert Kardashian, who was OJ's friend and lawyer.
All right, currently the show is The Kardashians.
Right.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians ended in 2021. So
yeah,
this
that
is
was
just
the original
new
one.
Version.
Which is weird. I'm not sure what the difference is in the two shows. It's different.
Yeah, I don't know.
People in it. But Courtney, of course, had a baby recently on the show. Now, she had this baby back in November. But I guess the episodes finally caught up. Just a few weeks ago, they showed her and she was having the baby. And they were hoping that he was going to be born on October 31st. So it'd be a Halloween baby. This is Courtney's baby with Travis Barker, the drummer for Blink-182. And so they have baby Rocky 13 Barker. That's his name.
Rocky 13?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great name. Rocky 13. Are they making a play on that there were a lot of Rocky movies? What? That seems like a weird bit to do in 2023 is name a kid Rocky 13. But she was in labor for 4 days, and the laboring was interrupted by trips back home for her and Travis to go have sex. Her and her husband would travel back home to have Grex. You know, I've always wondered, was this just something that a guy started, this rumor that that helps your pregnancy? I mean, helps your labor, is having Grex or to trigger labor, you know, because you always hear that. Like when the woman is wanting to go ahead and have the baby, and you know what really helps is to have Grex. I think that that's a guy conspiracy.
Yeah, sounds like it.
So Chloe, as I'm researching them, is the one that has dated the NBA.
Chloe dated members of the NBA.
Lamar Odom.
Half the league.
James Harden. Tristan Thompson.
She's the tall one.
Most yes. Definitely.
Is she the one that people thought was OJ's daughter?
Yeah, that was the rumor. Because she didn't look like Courtney or Kim.
Yeah.
She was about a foot and a half taller than both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Looked different than those two. And was athletic. So people were saying it's OJ's daughter, but Kris Jenner denies that.
And she also wore number 32, which made people suspicious.
Right. That was very suspicious. But Courtney and Travis have a moment on that episode that's about the birth of the baby, in which he says that he was excited to witness his first natural birth. And she instructed him that he was not supposed to look at her vagina.
Okay.
And he's like, well, how can I not? I'm there.
Catching
I'm going to be
it.
There catching the baby. And she doesn't want him. She said that her vagina is her favorite thing in the whole world, and she does not want him to see it in a state of
how
looking like someone
out there
pulling taffy.
And being repeated on a radio station.
What? This
what
is
are we
important.
Doing?
We're covering the news, and this is the news.
This is not news. Who cares what that moron
don't you think,
thinks?
Don't
who
you
cares?
Wait, who are you calling a moron?
All of them.
All women are morons.
No, just the ones on that
moron,
show.
Moron, dog.
Stop caring about the Kardashians.
I'm bringing up an issue that a lot of our P1s have faced, and that is childbirth.
Okay.
And the debates that couples
and not
have.
None of them can relate
about,
to that quote. Of,
what?
Don't look at it while I'm giving birth.
I think a lot of women do. A lot of women may be self-conscious about that. Now, maybe they're in such a war situation, a battlefield situation, that they don't care and they don't have any sort of body consciousness.
Inflation, self-consciousness. We're fighting amongst ourselves. We're trying to cure cancer.
So should
we're trying
you,
to get the Cowboys to the NFC title game. We don't have time for this
should
stuff.
You look at the vagina during childbirth?
So my wife did not make a request one way or the other, but I took matters into my own hands, and I did not. I stood behind her
shoulders. She left it as dealer's choice.
Dealer's choice, and I decided to stand behind her shoulders, rub her shoulders, make her as comfortable as I can. I didn't want any part of that madness.
The madness. It is madness. Oh, no. When one person's dividing into two. It's insane.
I didn't
What's
want
happening?
Any part of that.
It's a magical moment that we should all probably just keep to ourselves, and especially if
it's
last
magical,
name,
you want to share it.
Especially if your last name is Kardashian. I don't care how you shoot him out.
Oh,
no
okay,
one cares.
Now, look, who is now being disrespectful to the miracle? You're disrespecting
the
miracle.
It is a miracle, but when it comes to the... to that family, it's just, who cares?
You don't want to hear
We've
about
gotta
how...
We've got to stop talking about them.
Rocky 13 was fired out of a billionaire vagina while his drummer, tatted up dad, is over there practicing his hertas over on a book. Practicing his polyrhythms.
We're so messed up.
Looking all hep-seed up.
Bingo.
Yeah,
I've never mentioned Hep C before. Anyway, I thought it was a relatable story that a lot of people have gone through that, and there's probably women who say, "Hey, don't look down there," because all kinds of hell can happen. All kinds of hell.
Well, Kim also went through some pro athletes, including Reggie Bush.
Went through them. You mean enjoyed romantic relationships,
so
with.
To speak?
Remember Miles Austin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And
number 19.
Former Maverick Chris Humphreys. She had a swim through Dallas athletes.
Okay, but you wouldn't...
Says here also Danny
if you
White.
Were famous, if you were famous, you wouldn't date the fittest people in the world if you had the opportunity to?
Sure I would.
Okay.
I'm not saying I have a problem with it. I'm just saying
yeah,
this
but the
is
way
what
you
happened.
Word it, plowed through the NBA.
Kind of feel like
was
I
passed
to...
around the league.
I never said that.
Yeah, you did.
I never said.
Yeah, you did.
Either of those.
Off the air, you said she was passed around the league. Anyway,
I like Kim. She was good hosting SNL.
Yeah, she was.
She was very funny and likable.
Yeah,
I don't
and
have
George
a
won't
with
give her.
Her
credit for that.
She's a billionaire. She's a great businesswoman.
Mm-hmm. And made the Ray J tape. So, anyway.
In fact, if she wants to have dinner to talk about business,
the creepy. Minute we get over the Kardashians is the minute we have maybe a chance in this country. Maybe.
There is no way.
What, that we're going to get over the Kardashians?
Well, yes, that. And even if we got over the Kardashians, we still wouldn't have a chance.
We'd go back to the Honey
There's
Boo
way
Boo or
too
something.
Much
I'm
else
so
that's
tuned out.
Up.
I don't know the Kardashians, all that real housewife stuff. I got real glaze over that. Like, how many different Real Housewives are there?
Don't we all have enough drama in our lives? Don't we all have enough real life matters that we have to deal with on a daily basis? Why do we want to take on others?
I heard that it was Roseanne Barr.
Cash?
I almost said Roseanne Cash, but it was Roseanne Barr, the comedian, that once put it perfectly. She said, the reason we do that is because our own lives are train wrecks, and we want to know someone else's a train wreck even more.
We're like watching billionaire train wrecks.
Yeah, we want to watch other train
there's
wrecks
some truth
so that,
that
we don't feel like we're the only train wreck.
Well, all the Real Housewives stuff, isn't that a bunch of women hating
talking
on each other
each
and
other.
Battling each
yeah,
other?
Yeah.
And
best I can tell, yeah.
Getting drunk at brunch and cutting each other down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I'm tuned out on that. I don't know what Vanderpump Rules is.
I have
is that
no
another
idea
one
what
that's
is.
Like that? I need someone to educate me.
No, you don't.
Let's all three watch Vanderpump Rules and get caught up.
I don't even know what that is.
Stop caring about the Kardashians.
How did you turn that around so fast? All right, the end.